This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Baltic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, August 12, 2020. Let's start off with some non-COVID related news. Initiative to expand Idaho into Oregon could be on November ballot. Make Idaho greater? According to crim.com, disenfranchised voter Mike McCarter wants to splice off about 20 of Oregon's 36 counties and bring it into what he calls Greater Idaho. And Greater Idaho would include rural, eastern, and southern Oregon counties and the northmost areas of California. It was an idea spawned by disenfranchised and conservative Oregonians that felt they weren't getting represented well at the state capitol in Salem. And as you guys know, being from Texas, I always carry a little secession in my heart. You can get me out of Texas, but it's hard to get Texas out of me, if you know what I'm saying. So when I see these kind of news alerts, it always gets the pitter-patter of secession beating in my heart. Just good to have. Dead people. Pets among 500,000 incorrect absentee voter applications mailed out in Virginia. According to Discern.com, Virginia has a problem. Dead citizens, disconnected relatives, and even a family pet were among more than 500,000 inaccurate applications for absentee ballots sent through Virginia last week by the Center for Voter Information. Approximately 500,000 applications sent to eligible voters in Virginia included incorrect information, and we are working diligently to address the issue, said the center in a statement. Mistakes in our programming are very rare, but we take them seriously, and our methods overall are extraordinarily effective. It really is hard to imagine that over 500,000 inaccurate applications is a rare mistake. Kamala Harris will join Biden in Delaware. Joe Biden awoke from his coffin today to nominate Kamala Harris as his presumptive presidential pick before he ducked back into his coffin to fall back asleep. All kidding aside, Kamala has been selected as his VP, according to New York Times. Mrs. Harris, 55 years old, is the first black woman and first person of Indian descent to be nominated for national office by a major party, and only the fourth woman in history to be chosen for one of their presidential tickets. She brings to the race a far more vigorous campaign style than Mr. Biden's, including a gift of capturing moments of raw political electricity on the debate stage and elsewhere, and a personal identity and family story that many find inspiring. Oh, man. Already, mainstream media is doing their due diligence to stump for Biden and Harris ticket. If you remember back during the Democratic debates, Kamala attacked Biden on his forced busing policy by basically insinuating Biden was a racist. So CNN released a fact check, literally like 20 minutes after CNN released the article on Harris being nominated as VP. They released a fact check on this very issue. Almost immediately after Biden's announcement that read, the fact check read, did Harris call Biden a racist? She did not, end quote. Well, if you remember the debates, she said, I don't think Joe Biden is a racist, but... All right, okay. Now on to all the COVID-related news. But before I get there, please join us for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville this October 1st through the 3rd. The theme of our conference is Weapons for This War, and we are excited to bring all our friends together for some good fellowship in crazy 2020. We will kick the whole thing off with beer, psalms, punch for the kids, psalms for the kids, and followed by a slate of speakers committed to driving the nails of the gospel into everyday life, including Pastor Douglas Wilson, Pastor George Grant, Rod Martin, Dr. Glenn Sunshine, Pastor Toby Sumter, and some more surprises still coming. The conference will conclude with a massive Fight Laugh Feast Network mashup with all your favorite hosts on the stage, fighting and laughing and feasting. And then we'll really feast together. We'll have a bunch of food trucks pull up to the event, and everyone can go outside, buy their own food, come back inside, and we'll eat around a bunch of just random tables in the event center. It'll be a lot of fun. Rowdy Christian Media meets the conference world, not for the faint heart. Registration is limited, so don't wait. We'll see you in Nashville October 1st through the 3rd, and go to fightlaughfeast.com to register. All right, what you've been waiting for is more COVID updates. If 4 months of COVID updates has not got you excited, here is more. Attacking a worker who's enforcing mask rules is now aggravated battery in Illinois. According to crim.com, anyone who assaults a worker who is enforcing a mask order or social distancing guidelines can now be charged with aggravated battery in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure into law on Friday, and it went into effect immediately. He said this provision sends the message that it's vitally important for the workers to be both respected and protected while serving on the front lines. They're serving on the front lines, telling people to social distance and wear a mask. Unbelievable. So the governor signs an order that basically deputizes a bunch of Karens to do his dirty work of policing. And you know you've written a bad order if you're satisfying Karen's desire to be Karen. DA declares California County a sanctuary county for church worship gatherings, according to the Christian Post. San Luis Obispo, San Luis County, located in Central California, has become a sanctuary county for churches struggling to cope state restrictions on worship gatherings. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow, I want to interview this guy, Dan Dow, confirmed late last month he will not prosecute churches for holding worship services or for singing in church, which was deemed unlawful by an order from California Governor Gavin Newsom. In many counties, pastors have had to decide between revolting or abiding by the order. Newsom's order to ban or limit church gatherings has led to lawsuits from churches and even a federal court ruling in May where District Judge John Mendez ruled that Newsom's order is legal during the COVID-19 crisis. I declare San Luis Obispo County a sanctuary county for singing and praising in our houses of worship, Dow said in a video shared via Twitter. Inherent with my responsibilities to enforce the law is the discretion I have to pursue only those charges that are warranted and are in the interest of justice. Wow, we need many more godly men like this in office. Many more. More of this, please. Seriously. An anti-mask billboard go up in Spokane. I love this. This is about an hour and a half north of where I live. A conservative group has put up a pair of anti-mask billboards in Spokane area that advocates against following public health recommendations, leading health officials and experts to argue media literacy is key to combating misinformation. The John Birch Society, a far-right group, are they far-right, really? That pushes for limited government, far-right group, limited government, paid for two billboards reading "Freedom is the Cure" and showing a disgusted-looking woman throwing a mask away. That's fantastic. I love that. They're up in Spokane. There's apparently two of them. So think about this. I was actually, as I saw this billboard and this article, what should you be putting up on your local billboard? They still get attention. They still work. It's not a dead media platform, but you have to be strategic and punchy to get the right kind of attention like this billboard did. Michelle Obama says coronavirus offers a chance to make policy change on wealth distribution. Not a surprise. Journalist Michelle Norris asked Obama on her Wednesday episode, so Michelle Obama now has her own podcast, and it was enough being done to compensate the care for essential workers during the pandemic, whatever essential worker means. Michelle Norris asked this, when we were told to stay home, they got up, got dressed, went out to the world, risking their lives to drive garbage trucks, to work warehouses, to work in grocery stores, to work in hospitals, often doing invisible, but yes, essential work. And I struggle with it because I'm not sure that we treat them like they're essential. Again, whatever essential means. Michelle agreed, saying that we need to think about them when considering how wealth is distributed. Oh, I love that phrase, how wealth is distributed, and yet they aren't socialist. Michelle also went on to say, it's not enough just to acknowledge that pain exists, to acknowledge the struggle. We actually have power. We can change so much of what we do. We can sacrifice a little more. We can shift priorities, and not just in our lives, because it's not enough to just do it on our own life if you're not willing to do it in broader policy. You know, if those conversations aren't going to happen, then we are just giving lip service to it. So she wants real policy change. And then Discern goes on to note that Obama did acknowledge that her ideas would see opposition, but noted that those who resist are only doing so because they do not want to, and this is a direct quote from Michelle here, give up things that they think they deserve. Ah, so the issue is you aren't willing to give up things that you think you deserve. You aren't willing to give up your money. You aren't willing to give up your job. This is insane what's going on here in the Democratic Party. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politics News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com, downloading our app, and heading to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, this October 1st through the 3rd, where we have all sorts of surprises for you. With your partnership, you are providing us with the resources to compete with mainstream media, which is our desire, our prayer's desire, our heart's desire, and we ask you to partner with us. So go to fightlaughfeast.com to take all these actions. Have a great day, and Lord bless.